Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can friend me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. If you want, you could donate $1 billion to me on Twitter. Well, whatever you want to do, feel free to do it. You know, today was an interesting day. You know, I go on there, and there's Bill Gates, and there's all these other oligarchs. You know, it's definitely not him. Of course, you know, billionaires don't sit around twittering. They probably have some goober on there making little quotes and gestures to make them look good. One thing you've heard me rail about on this program is vaccines. You've heard me rail about Big Pharma. You've heard me tell you about the money machine that wants to get you addicted, hurt you, inject you, have the government mandate you take something, pay for something you're not interested in. You know, I remember when Bill Clinton came out and basically, the cigarette companies are hurting people and cigarettes double. Now Bill Gates goes on Charlie Rose and he tells Charlie Rose, him and his wife, you know, lovely lady. I mean, they're a fantastic couple. They had nothing to do with the Internet or Microsoft or anything else, ladies and gentlemen. They're conduits. They're conduits for the other oligarchs in the Bilderbergers, Bohemian Grove, probably Rockefeller, Rothschild, you know, all these corporations that they don't want to be found out. They don't want to be in the limelight. They don't want to have discussions on Charlie Rose. But they talked about how they're making vaccines cheaper and they're getting them out to people and they've got Africans. They're euthanizing people in Africa. They brought in the, you know, they look, who doesn't know that Ebola was a joke laid on the global system? Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to tell you it's Ebola. You got doctors coming back, and they're all smiling after 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm all free now. Oh, the science is taking care of it. Look at me now. Let me tell you something. You get Ebola. Supposedly, you have Ebola for a very long time. Your body is racked, ruined, wrecked. Your organs. This is a hemorrhagic-type virus causing your internal organs to bleed out. So they get a smiley-faced doctor over there. One guy, he gets off, you know, the ambulance, and he's walking in there in his suit. Then you got another lady comes in, basically a oxygen tank kind of coffin. Then you have the cute little Asian girl. I can't remember her name. I don't care what her name was. These people suddenly are heavily involved in the UN and the UN push for vaccines globally. Vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, were injected into people in Africa some years ago with live syphilis, live Ebola, live AIDS and HIV, ladies and gentlemen, was produced in 1996, about the time they found Ebola. Have you seen the video on YouTube with the Nobel Prize winning doctors who have found the DNA and the RNA and they've been able to, they know how to shut down the energy of your RNA and your DNA. Interrupters, that's what they call them. This is like you saw the interrupter in the Super Bowl when he intercepted the pass to win the game for the Patriots. The Patriots, ladies and gentlemen, are winning on the football field. They're going to win in 2016 after 25 years of maniacal, unbridled, inhumane oligarchs racing across the globe in their eugenics pack. That's what Bill Gates, he's a eugenicist. His father was the lobbyist for Margaret Sanger. And you know about Planned Parenthood, 73 million babies aborted since they started that program. I talked to you last night about Operation Gladio. I talked to you about the drug war, how the drugs come into this country and they are delivered to the ghettos, then through the ghettos, they are delivered into the street, the money comes back, eventually the big wheels like Freeway Ricky Ross go to prison for a long time, and the millions and billions, this is a trillion-dollar industry. Now, they say that Operation Gladio ended sometime in the 80s or the 90s. Well, I don't believe it did. I don't believe it's ever going to end. I don't believe as long as dark operations in the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Illuminati, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Black Nobility, Committee of 300, and all the little subgroups, winky winky, known as foundations. Look, I don't know exactly what the Koch brothers are into, and I don't care. That's their business. What I know is that this country has been extracted. This country is being destroyed. It's been this way since the Fed, 1913. Your dollar is 99 cents, worth 99 cents less than it was. In other words, things have gone up 99%. Back in 1913, you could buy a home for $1,000. If you had the money to keep that house up, you could buy a home for $1,000. In the 1880s, you could buy a ranch in Texas or across the Midwest for $300. That's right, in the middle of nowhere, and buy cattle, raise chickens, raise meat for market, have a farm, and they were called sod busters. Yeah, see, the sod busters, they don't like the sod busters because they like to have the cattle graze. So the wars were there. You heard Barack Obama talk about the Crusades the other night. Well, let me tell you, the stories are just teeth rattling, teeth grinding. You want to pull your hair out of your head and say, look, you throwback Islamist Muslim freak. This is America. We are a Christian-based country. Christians and Jews put this place together out of nothing. Look, I'll give it to you, okay? I think that the American Indian, the indigenous American Indian in this country, though they've been given casinos, well, we know, let's go back a ways. You know about the lead paint that was delivered. 3,000 Indians died overnight. Within a week, 10,000. Kevin Costner put out that documentary. It's fact. We know that books and history were burned in 1921. Maybe you don't know about the Crusades. Maybe you don't know how this country was founded. Maybe you don't know why Columbus set sail to find the new land. Because the Catholic Church, folks, you know, the Vatican, the one I talk about with the pedophiles and the bankers and the whole oligarchy, this is where the Gladio money went. It's where it goes, where Timothy Geithner put $700 million. Then he wrote a book telling us why he did it, you know, and why he shut down, why he wrote the emails in 97, him and Summers, about the end game, about the end game to the 156 banks in America and Europe, and said, this is the end game, fellas. You're going to open your accounts to America. You will not do business with America any longer if you do not give us carte blanche access to your funds. And then they sold the derivatives, you know, the crap coming out of Goldman Sachs. Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Wall Street funds global terrorism, financial terrorism, arms trading, the money for very bad juju. And I am not besmirching Jews in any way. That is an old term for voodoo, black brotherhood. Bad juju, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to you last night about Michael Cottrell. Michael Cottrell, the trustee for the United States $18 trillion economy. And he is a whistleblower now. The documents are on jamesmartinezmedia.com. I've glanced at them, but see, I am not that guy. I just do the Everyman Show because I talk about the global situation. I talk about vaccines. I talk about aspartame and corn fructose. I talk about the kids, why they're sick. I talk about Common Core. I talk about the schools, the Department of Education, the EPA, the FDA, you know, all the little acronyms there with the little three-letter, four-letter alphabet, you know, identities. Every last one of them, as far as I am concerned, has been a detriment and a danger to the United States, to Europe, to the Middle East, Now, Russia and China ain't buying it. You see, Russia and China know better. Putin shaking hands with the president, I can't pronounce his name, in China. Corruption, ladies and gentlemen. They put on a penguin suit. They speak very softly and very quietly and very eloquently, and they tell you why they're going to screw you down the way the Romans screwed down the Egyptians, or the Egyptians screwed down the Jews, or everybody screws down everybody, and you have endless, endless inquisition and crusades in every sector of every country. Now you have Boko Haram, and you have ISIS, and you have ISIL, and you have Al-Qaeda. Well, whatever happened to the Corsican group? Whatever happened to the Corsicans? Oh, I don't know. They disappeared. The news cycle lasts about 5 days. For every atrocity across the planet, before this was going on, you heard about how sodium was causing heart attacks, and you don't want to eat meat, and you should not be eating eggs because God knows they're full of all kinds of bacteria, and they can give you salmonella and oh my God. Nothing more deadly than injecting a newborn or a pregnant woman with mercury, lead, aluminum, detergent, live virus, SV40 cancer. They've known for decades that cancer is a virus. They've known about this. There is no profit in curing people. There is only profit in slowly managing the disease for a long period of time until you croak out, till you die, the way my father did. He thought cigarettes were food. He thought that, oh, sucking down a Pepsi with dinner was an okay thing to be doing. When corn fructose came into the situation, the man was bedridden. He could work through the night delivering his Washington Post around Washington, D.C., and PG County, Maryland. He would come home and literally collapse. Breakfast consisting of eggs, sausage, potatoes, you name it. Then he would get up and have meatloaf and potatoes and some greens. He would walk around talking about how sick he was, and then he went and had his blood pressure check, and his blood pressure was damn near 190 over 120. They told him at 45 years old, if you do not curb your enthusiasm for smoking, he didn't drink, but he drank a lot when he was younger. I know that he took amphetamines, the same amphetamines he set my mother up with, a false flag, in order to get divorced and to keep us and not have to pay alimony to my mother and child support. You see, when you put two and two together and you fundamentally realize that through regulation and just trying to have an existence on this planet, the government, along with the bankers, along with their biggest, best corporate maniacs, ripping families apart, far more disastrous than nuclear fallout, than Chernobyl. And then we had Fukushima. You have not heard John Kerry utter a word about the Pacific Ocean and the Dead Sea bottom. You didn't hear Hillary Clinton talk about it. You don't hear Bill Clinton talk about it now. You don't hear about them discussing Monsanto, GMOs, deadly BT corn, deadly BT soy, beets, and everything else. But you might hear me talk about it. You might hear me talk about the cows, 16 cows, after walking on to a GMO patch of grass. It was just supposed to be a little test. Yeah, they're just going to put a little patch test out there. And the cows walked out there and ate the grass, and within a day or two, they were dead. Dead. Deader than a freaking hammer. Glyphosate. Now, they're finding all these GMOs and glyphosate in newborn babies. Pregnant women. Women are loaded with cancer. Diabetes is everywhere. And you don't hear anything coming out of the FDA or the EPA about Monsanto. Monsanto, in my opinion, strictly my opinion, this is the Everyman Show, and it's my fucking show. And if I want to fucking say fuck, I'll say fuck. You understand? That's my First Amendment right. I don't like using those words. I don't like being hostile, But you see, that's how I roll. This is how I sold my wares. This is how I proved my authenticity. This is how I proved my honesty up against my competitors. And I did okay. Not always, but I did okay. My father was like that. My father said, you need to make money. You need to have real estate. You need to prepare for your future because there will be nothing there for you if you do not. You need to study. You need to go to school and listen to that teacher. Well, see, the teacher didn't like me because my last name was Dabrowski. And they looked down through their nose at me like I was just some dumb Polack kid, knowing full well that my grandmother and my aunts were very wealthy people. But see, my dad didn't want to raise us in Northwest Washington or Rockville or Potomac. He wanted to be down there in PG County with the rednecks. See, he liked being down there with the beer drinkers and the smokers, and he felt more comfortable with them. He did not like wealthy people. He did not like... My aunt had 6 Exxon stations. She made a lot of money. She produced my one and only cousin who fell into the trap of a lot like Freeway Ricky Ross. But the one thing he said to me at one point, I only saw him on and off for about a year and a half till I realized how sick and what a horrible, horrible person he was. Stole money from me, stole my high school ring. He was a train wreck of a human being. But I knew he was dangerous when he got busted with a large amount of marijuana. I enjoyed smoking a little joint here and there with him and laughing it up, but he was deadly serious about making the money. He longed to get back to Jamaica, where he loaded the planes and got large envelopes full of cash money. That is Gladio, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Gladio that brings the heroin into this country, brings cocaine into this country, brings the marijuana into this country. They've got open borders now. Now they don't like the fact that it's being legalized. But I'll tell you one thing Bill Clinton said. You don't know what's in it. I have a friend who died suddenly smoking crack for a week. He had a heart attack, not because the crack killed him, but he sucked down the flame. And I had to kind of shake my head and say, that is just sad. He owed me a couple grand, and I thought, well, whatever. I helped him out, but what I did was I enabled him. Is the government enabling corporations like Monsanto and Big Pharma and all the rest of these ginormous, mega, mega billion-dollar corporations? Do you think that they enable the football industry, the NFL, the National League Baseball? Do you think they enable those guys to do certain things? And they didn't like it when you were getting your little testosterone shots and your little Diana ball and taking steroids on the side. So in order for them to ramp that up and take the diversion, you have to understand that the media diverts. They divert away from what the schools are doing. They divert away from what the bankers are doing. They divert away from what the real estate and the title cloud and the stealing. Let me tell you something. All they want to do is steal your money. These are the same Nazis that were brought into this country by Alan Dulles, the black ops, all their little operations, telling Congress how there are all kind of communists all over the world that want to come into the United States and they want to come in here and kill people. They want to take over America and destroy freedom. Slowly, little by little, you have lost everything that our founders set up and created. When they told you, you will arm yourself, your wife and your children, you will know how to use weapons to protect yourself. And China used to say, and Mao used to say, we not attack America because behind every blade of grass is a gun. Mao said, the ultimate power comes from a barrel of a gun. Well, the ultimate power in some cultures, such as ours, comes from that idiot box you're sitting in front of. Then there's the computer idiot box. Then there's your smartphone idiot box. Then you have Apple, Samsung, you know, Cisco, the most wealthy man in South America, or the most wealthy man, I guess, in Mexico, is Slick. That's what a name for a guy who owns the corporation Cisco. Of course, Bill Gates touts that he owns Microsoft, and, you know, Al Gore touts that he invented the internet. Well, what is Slick the most wealthy man on the planet? Because he was worth $100 billion. But suddenly Obama comes into the game, and all of their incomes are up 30%. Wall Street is rolling in the dough. Hank Paulson, we got to take $840 billion. We got to empty the coffers in the government. And there's old George Bush sitting there like, oh, well, I don't know what happened, but okay, yeah. If we don't have the money in 3 days, the global economy will collapse. We will collapse the global economy. You got to understand something. This is a decade after the Timothy Geithner and Summers emails were sent out to banks. Open your accounts to us or you will not do business with America. Take one look at Hank Paulson. They all have the same wire rim glasses. They all talk with that same particular in-your-face rhetoric. While out the back door, and listen, this is a revelation a week ago when I heard James Martinez talking about they're not locking up bankers. They're not arresting bankers. Now, in England, they're jumping out of eight-floor buildings. 23. I think there's been 25 suicides in a major banking communities in London. They have the Bank of International Settlements, which has $763 trillion, global currency in gold and silver. Our gold is not in this country. Karen Hughes is trying to get the gold out of hiding. Our wealth is there. They don't have a right to our wealth, the United States wealth. They don't have a right to the wealth that your grandparents and their parents before them worked so hard to create in the factories and on the sales floors and in all these places and all this innovative ingenuity, and to come in here, basically have hijacked it and stolen it. And like John F. Kennedy said, they use the Oval Office. You know why the Oval Office is oval? It's oval so that the president can never be backed into a corner. You understand that? So now they don't back him into a corner. They just surround him. I feel bad for Barack Obama. I think that somewhere in that empty suit is a man, a spindly Indonesian, whose mother walked out on him, a very angry person, whose grandmother was a heavy-duty banker. His mother was related to the Bushes. They say he's Malcolm X's son. They say he's Franklin Marshall Davis's son. Whatever he is, he's a devout Marxist, a devout socialist. Remember when that guy from Good Morning America asked Barack Obama while walking around the White House lawn and they walk up to a crabapple tree? There's some rumor out here, Mr. President, that you're a socialist. Is that true? And Barack Obama plucks a leaf off of that tree and starts fumbling and fiddling with it. That's what they do. They get something in their hands and fumble and fiddle around and fumble and fiddle. And he says, no, that's not true. Are you a Christian or a Muslim? I remember the look on his face. Any other president or man of structure would have said, I am a devout Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I read the Bible daily. Why didn't he just say that I am a Muslim, I am an imam, I speak imam, I am a director, and I represent Saudi Arabia, the ones that funded my schooling, funded my move into the White House. And Valerie Jarrett was extremely instrumental in orchestrating this coup. You see, that's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. The White House was up for sale, and the Saudis bought it. And Dick Cheney says, well, we've got to protect our friends. Well, we know that 15 or whatever of the Saudis that were supposedly on these 9/11 airplanes were Saudi Arabian terrorists when they were trained to fly in this country. They were trained in this country. The mosques surrounding the Beltway are where they went and prayed to Allah. I met Muhammad Atta. I met him in Fridays in Greenbelt, Maryland. I saw him at Kangaroo Katie's at the gym. He was out and about. I remember that. He lived in Laurel. They lived in Laurel before the 9/11 attacks. And I'll never forget it because you always recognize these guys. They were well-dressed. They drove very nice cars, and they were very nice, always very pleasant. But I don't see any videos, moving videos of these guys getting on the planes. And I have watched the Susan Lindauer video a dozen times. I've watched the Judy Wood video a dozen times. I've seen the 9/11 reports. You Google 911truth.org, and you go for page after page after page and read the facts regarding building number 7. Look, tonight I want to tell you that we're in for a global reset. I don't believe that ISIS is coming to the United States to attack Americans. But I do believe that we will have a 9/11 because that's what they're talking about now. But this one is going to trump the World Trade Center towers. Did I tell you that Silverstein doubled or tripled his insurance just 2 months before the attacks? You put 2 and 2 together, you're going to come up with 4. I don't care if your kids are studying Common Core and they tell you 2 + 2 = 5, we're trying to make them think. We want them to be ready for college. We're getting everybody on a level playing field of the Department of Education. It's all about money. Confusion, chaos, disruption. DNA disruptors, RNA disruptors, Adderall, diabetes, corn fructose, aspartame, chemtrails, vaccines. The food, in many cases, all of these processed industrial waste-laden foods. You understand what has happened? We are in World War III. World War IV, if they keep rattling their sabers at Russia and China and keep screwing around and don't wipe out the Middle East and get it over with, defund and disarm these people, and deal with Saudi Arabia in a major way. You see oil prices, but this is fundamental. If these people don't fall back in love with this country, folks, I'm going to tell you something. You can keep watching Taylor Swift and worry about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and watch your football and your baseball. And you can sit there and have wet dreams about, you know, the girls in their bikinis, Victoria's Secret, all you want. You can clip your coupons and keep stuffing and shoveling the food. You can keep being snarly and snarky at each other as you walk around with your $4,000 a month retirement packages. But I will tell you that amnesty is coming. Austerity is coming. Anguish is coming. Like a freight train down the pike, which will make the Inquisition and make the Crusade of 900 years, 925 years ago, exactly. You see the paradigm shift? I told you about the paradigm shifts that the Illuminati are so eloquent in maintaining order on. Every 20 years, 25 years, and 50 years, there is a major catastrophic event in humanity. And if you don't believe it, that's fine. Maybe you're listening, maybe you're not, maybe you laugh and say, this guy's an asswipe, you don't know nothing. Well, you just keep on believing that, okay? You keep believing that, but I know what killed my father. I know what drove my grandmother crazy. I know when they pulled my aunt out of the back seat of that car in August of 1959, who did it. And I wish that Code Pink would have put the cuffs on Henry Kissinger. That would have been a headline story worth watching. So, will George Soros... will Soros fund another Ferguson to the 10th power? I believe so. Are we safer than we were just 10 years ago? I'll guarantee you we are not. Until tomorrow at 6:30, my name is Alan Eric Dabowski. It's the Everyman Show, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.